to life on Earth and human history, scientists and historians have some of the answers, but not all of them.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Unearthed. I'm AZ.
And I'm Nicole. And today we are going to uncover the conspiracy theory of the flat Earth conspiracy theory, right?
I'm excited.
Me too.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm excited because I love science. And
yes.
This, and plus the previous episode we did on the moon landing, I've really been excited for these two episodes because I love science.
Okay, my question to you
is
why do you think people believe the Earth is flat?
It's people stupid, people stupid and believe in stupid things, right?
Believe in stupid things.
So that is why. No, I just think, well, because people in the past have thought the Earth was flat, like historically, and so I just believe that. That has just been a continuation, and so people think it is. I don't know. What
is it? Do you think you'd ever believe the Earth is flat?
No, because it is proven that it is not flat.
That was quite a strong, like,
that is,
no, man.
No, I just know.
Okay.
Yes.
So, let's get into it.
Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued. Maybe you'll convince me otherwise, don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, but do you believe in...
absolutely not.
Oh, good.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, so bit of background information. Mm-hmm. The main dude, his name is Mark Sargent.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mark Sargent. Yes, so he is the leader of the Flat Earth Society. That's what they call themselves, the Flat Earth Society.
So we are not a part of the Flat Earth Society, of course.
No. And so he, like, firmly believes that our Earth is like a planetarium. Do you know what that is?
Planetarium?
Yeah. Why? So it's like a base, and then it like has it's the Earth, and then it has like a little dome on top
of it. A dome on top. So
it's like it's like that.
Yes. So what we are looking at, we're looking at an image
of the planetarium.
Of the planetarium.
Which we'll post on our Instagram, unearthed_show, if you want to go have a look.
Yeah.
Looks
kind of very weird.
So that's what they believe it looks like. So it's
that's
a planetarium.
Okay. Yeah. It's a cool image, but, like, I don't believe it's true.
Yeah, no. Basically, they think... I'll get into this a bit more later, but basically, they think the sun is like a spotlight, almost like a lighthouse light.
I don't know why I did this,
but I just put my arm out in front of me for everyone else listening. So it's like a lighthouse light, and it just, like, goes around. That's why we all are not, like, in sunlight the whole time. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
Yeah.
And basically, here comes NASA again. You know, last week we talked about NASA. This week we're talking about NASA again because these people reject all of their ideologies, all of their scientific discoveries. They're like, no, you're fake. You're like, they just, no.
But I'll get into it more later. Like, they've taken a photo of our... Like, the image of our Earth.
No, you're going back to that last week. No. Anyway, let's move on, shall we? Okay, so they believe, the main thing they believe is that these pictures that we said last week are fake. They are photoshopped.
So it's produced in a studio, like apparently the moon landing was as well.
Yeah, apparently it was photoshopped. It's not a blue marble.
Blue marble, I love it. Love the description of a blue marble.
Yeah.
But it is a blue marble. You live on a blue, and it's blue and green.
Well, technically it's a blue rock.
Yes.
Wouldn't you say so?
Yes, a blue planet, actually, you would say.
Okay, so a recent survey in America in 2015 found that 2%, 2% of the population were like,
they believe the Earth is flat. Wow.
Like, that's a bit crazy. Yeah. And that
worked out. But it's not, like, too bad. Like, in terms of if you think about 100%, 2%.
No, but that's 6.5 million people.
6.5 million people?
Yes. Okay, so it's not nothing. Yeah, that's why I'm like, it sounds 2% now, whatever. 6.5 million, man. Like, no.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so some background on Mark Sargent, the leader of the Flat Earth Society. He used to be a video game designer and ran software, basically. But now he is fully devoted to the cause
of
the Flat Earth Society.
So he's here to basically convince everyone that the Earth is flat. Is what I'm getting at.
And in a National Geographic documentary about this, the lady, I can't remember what her name was, but she asked him, like, about it. And then this is his response. I'm going to quote him. "This movement is about changing the world. Literally, you think for the longest time you have lived here on this blue marble. But what if this was all an illusion?" That's what he says. It's an illusion.
It's an illusion that this is a blue marble.
Yeah. Wow. So, what they think of the Earth is flat, going back to the planetarium situation. So, what they think is that you have the North Pole, like, in the middle of the whole little dome.
Yeah, but then what about Antarctica? Antarctica's at the South Pole.
No. North Pole's in the middle. Antarctica goes all the way around it. Like, so Antarctica's, like, the border, if you would call it. And then, so it's like an ice wall, basically, like around it. That's where Antarctica is.
Okay. Yes.
And the sun and moon are very small. They're just almost like lights, and like stars. They're just little lights reflecting off the little dome. And the sun is, like, obviously the little flashlight. Yeah.
See, yeah, they're just, like, my brain can't comprehend. Because Antarctica is the South Pole. Like, then how do you... People have walked literally across from one point of Antarctica all the way straight through the center of Antarctica to the other side of Antarctica. So how could they do that?
Hey, who knows? Who knows?
The Earth was flat. Like, you physically cannot do that.
Who knows?
But people have!
Who knows?
And people right now are down in Antarctica doing scientific research...
Who knows?
I don't believe it.
Yeah, but
you haven't convinced me yet. Well, this Mark, is his name Mark?
Yeah, Mark Sargent.
Has not convinced me that the Earth is flat.
Yeah, well, basically he says it's someone bigger than us who's created this. But then when he was questioned and saying, oh, is it like a god or something? He says, it's not my place to say.
No.
And I was like, okay, like, then... Like,
who did
what
it?
What do you think? Like, what? Yeah. And then another girl who was at this, because reporter, she went to, like, a Flat Earth Society convention. Mm-hmm. That's where, like, she met Mark Sargent. And then she asked this other girl why she thought the movement was growing. And basically, she said they're networking. And she said, then we're networking and more people are coming to the realization the media is fake and they're just trying to push it that the Earth is round and more people are believing it.
Right.
Yeah,
okay,
so that's what
apparently the media is not accurate.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but basically the Flat Earth people, they just have ignored like hundreds of years of scientific evidence.
Yeah, they have.
Going back to Aristoteles. It's a Greek philosopher. But we'll get there in a second. So yeah, it was even in ancient Greek times they discovered the Earth was round.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
No, that is actually pretty cool to think about it. And actually, in ancient Greek, that they, like, had good thinkers, I would say, like, good philosophical thinkers, right?
Yep.
And they came up with, like, that, even without having, like, our technology of, like, NASA to help us with satellites and people, like, space rockets and all this, and taking photos from space of the Earth and the Moon, that actually, like, they... Even then, thought that the moon, I mean, not the moon, sorry. I'm back in, like, the moon landing stage, you know. That
forward.
The Earth is flat, you know, that it is round. Well, for them, actually, it is round, not flat.
Yeah, but basically, they just believe these satellite images that NASA have gotten are all fake, made up, photoshopped, like, don't believe it. And they have a whole thing against NASA because they're saying that when NASA was founded in 1958, by the way, basically... They have discovered that the Earth is flat, but they are keeping it secret because they don't want to send shockwaves Shockwaves.
Shockwaves. I love it. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So they believe they're like a whole conspiracy theory. They are.
So they kind of
withholding information.
Yeah. So they believe that NASA is creating a good public image rather than telling us the truth.
Right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Just like how they're doing with the moon landing, right? Apparently, according to those conspiracy theories,
exactly.
as well.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's they have a whole thing against NASA. Basically,
NASA is the enemy. Apparently. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then this guy called James Block from the University of California, he was also interviewed on this documentary I watched, and he said that, well, actually, no, he didn't say this, but he specializes in how galaxies are formed, a little bit of background information. And basically he says, and I quote, "We've known for 2,000 years, based on observations you can make with your own eyes, that the world is round." Mm-hmm. But they, meaning the conspiracy theory people, they have all the evidence right in front of them and they still choose not to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So they are just disregarding all this evidence.
It's actually kind of funny how even though you can put so much evidence in front of a person, it is actually up to the person to believe it or not. Like, you can put like evidence upon evidence upon evidence, but it doesn't mean that you can convince someone to believe something. They have to believe it for themselves. It's actually up to them to whether they do or not, right? Which is kind of crazy to think, because it can be kind of frustrating when someone doesn't believe something. Do you know what
that is
you
true.
Believe?
That's very true.
But yes, okay. What are actually some of the, like what are some things that you can debunk the Flat Earth Society and their evidence, or so-called evidence, shall we say?
Right, so there are four main claims. We're going to go into detail about them.
Four main claims. So I'm ready.
The first one is, it goes back to the ancient Greek times, called an astronomer, a Greek astronomer called Eratosthenes. Very hard name to say. But basically he actually measured, so he wasn't like trying to prove that the earth was flat.
Yeah.
He was trying to measure the circumference of the earth. And he did
How did he do that?
It's called the shadow test.
The shadow test.
So now basically what the shadow test is, so he had, I can't remember the two different cities, but he went to, Cyrene and Alexandria. So on the summer solstice, it's when like the sun is like directly, you know, overhead.
Yes.
I think. On the longest day of the year. What is the summer solstice? This is so bad. I should know this information. One of the two. Anyway, it was a summer solstice. And he, well, he was in one city and then he had one of his, like, I don't know, employees.
You could say, yes.
Whatever you want to call them. He had that person in the other city. I don't know which one he was in. But what they did is, so, you know, an obelisk, like the long, tall thing. Like an asterisk and obelisk.
Yes.
They mine the obelisks.
Yes. Yep.
So they had those. And basically, if you know anything about shadows, when the sun hits, it causes a shadow, right? What they did is they, at the summer solstice, which I need to figure out what it is, but they, at the summer solstice in the two different cities, they measured the shadow in the one city, like it was this long, let's say that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other city was like this long. And the only explanation for that is because the sun was hitting them at different angles because of the curvature of the earth.
Yes. Which is actually so true, because light,
like,
it hits differently from the equator to where we are here in Sydney, Australia, to, like, the North Pole, the South Pole. And, you know, actually in Antarctica, half the year in their winter, they don't actually see the sun.
Yeah.
So, literally, light hits differently, whereas for the flat earth, if like you were pointing, like it would have to,
it wouldn't happen,
it wouldn't happen like that.
So that's like main claim, because it's like, well, it makes sense because these shadows are not the same length. And like I think the cities were only like, I think they said 5 kilometers apart, so it wasn't even like a lot, but the shadows were still different. Like,
which kind of makes sense, because like it's just different angles that you're dealing with in terms of where the light is and the sun is and all that kind of stuff.
I can't say how he used that to, like, measure the circumference of the earth.
Yeah,
I am no Greek astronomer, but he did it nevertheless. Yes. But, yeah, that is one reason it debunks it, because it shows the curvature of the Earth. Like, come on, people.
Yes.
All right.
The shadow.
So, the next one is my favourite one.
What is this?
I love this one. So, if you think about it, if the Earth is like a little planetarium, it's going to be flat, right?
Yeah, it's going to be
obviously.
Flat. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hence the Flat Earth Society.
Mm-hmm.
And now, we think back to lunar eclipses, okay?
Lunar eclipses. Yes!
Lunar eclipses. Now, if the Earth was flat, don't you think the shadow would have been flat against the moon?
Wait, I don't understand what you mean.
So, in the lunar eclipse, the shadow of the Earth is cast onto the moon.
The shadow of the Earth is cast... Yes, yes.
Yes. Do you see what I'm saying? So, if the Earth was, like, flat, like a planetarium, and the sun is here shining onto the moon, it's going to be a flat shadow on the moon.
Oh, yes. No, yes.
Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I see what you're saying. Yes, yes, yes. Yes,
but...
But it's not.
If you've witnessed a lunar eclipse, you can clearly see it's round. And also, no matter the angle of the sun to the Earth, it's always round. It has never been flat. Yeah, but wow. So if it was flat, that would not happen.
That would not happen. The lunar eclipse would not happen.
No, and it would cast like a little rectangular shape on the moon. But that's not true.
Like a little pencil thing. I don't know.
So, again, that just shows that... The Earth is round.
Because
whatever angle the sun is to the Earth, it still casts a round shadow on the moon.
Yep.
Like,
right.
come on.
So the second reason why the Earth is round and not flat?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the third reason that we know that the Earth
now,
is not
one,
flat?
Now, this one I'm going to have to explain to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So, both Aristotle,
who's
in the ancient times,
yes,
and National Geographic, they did a study about... Mm-hmm. Boats on the horizon, okay?
Boats
and also,
horizon,
keep in
yes.
mind that when the National Geographic people did this, the flat earthers were there. And they still chose not to believe it.
What? They were actually there?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Okay, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so this is called the boat theory.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they just get a little, like, wooden boat or whatever boat they want, really.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just call it wooden boats. They get a little wooden boat. They get a giant flag that just has vertical stripes on it.
Yes. Okay, vertical stripes.
So you'll be able to see it.
Yeah.
And what they do is they just sail out. And what actually happens is the further they go out, the less stripes you can see. Because they're actually going down.
Wait, so they put a flag somewhere in the ocean? On the wooden boat.
Yeah.
And then they travel away from the wooden boat.
No,
is that what's happening?
We're on the beach.
We're on the beach.
And they're going away from us.
Oh, the boat. Okay, I understand. Yeah. Really. Okay. I was very confused at how this was working.
Yeah,
sorry,
we're on the beach. The boat is going out further and further away from us.
Mm-hmm.
And when, looking through, binoculars, or I don't know how Aristotle did it, but they use binoculars in the National Geographic one, you could actually see that the lines just kept disappearing.
Really?
Because the curvature of the Earth.
Because
because you're not going to be able to see as much when they go down.
Yeah.
You're only going to be able to see the top.
Yeah.
And Aristotle saw it, National Geographic saw it, but... The Flat Earth people were like, fake. They're like, something's wrong with your binoculars. You fake. I'm like, I don't know how you would fake binoculars. But
My goodness. And so they just believed that it wasn't true. That what they were seeing. Wow.
Yeah. And they're just like, no, this is just a setup.
It's another conspiracy theory that they're trying to get us. The NASA's permanently trying to get us to believe that the Earth is round. Apparently that's what, according to them. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's just weird because I'm like, come on now. These are three claims. We have one more, but these are three claims and they're all
pretty good claims as well.
If you think about it, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you can refute them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Being like, hey, this is not proof. But apparently people do.
Yeah. Also, this is another sidetrack note. But if you think about it, we have very, very different seasons. And around the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that? How would that even work on a planetarium?
On a planetarium.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because it's all true. It technically is all an even.
Also, how
field.
Would like tectonic plates work on a planetarium?
Yeah. Like, how would there be mountains? How would there be like anything?
Because like all the continents are actually moving. Like, I don't know. I think depending on where you are, they move at different rates and stuff like that. And so, actually, hundreds and hundreds of years ago. What is actually looks like Earth now, like you've got Australia, you've got South Africa, you've got like Europe and whatever, that wasn't there before and they've all come together. So how would like all that work?
And like how would rain work? Like where does rain come from? I'm just saying. It's an interesting thing to think about because it doesn't really make sense. It might look cool, but not true.
Like, it just doesn't work with what you see in the world today.
Yeah,
like
no.
How Earth operates, I would say. How the system operates.
Yeah. Because also, if you think about wind, like, surely everywhere would experience wind at the same time? Because it's
on the planet. Or maybe at the same speed, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Who knows?
And also the clouds. How do the clouds move?
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? Anyway.
And how would the moon also influence then our tidal waves? Or maybe it still does. I don't know. Maybe it's just been weird.
It's just very, strange. Anyway.
Okay, what is this fourth point that debunks them?
So, this one is a bit sciencey.
I love sciencey.
And I think I understand it. But
you think?
Basically, it's about mirages. You know mirage? Do you know what that is?
Mirage.
Yeah.
No, I've never actually heard of the word.
Yes, you have.
Have I?
Yes, you have. You know when, like, you're just driving on, like, in the outback or something, and, like, you could see, like, water in front of you, but it's not really there. That's called a mirage.
Is that called a mirage? I didn't know it was called a mirage.
Yes, you... Of course you know it was called a mirage.
No, I didn't. But that's so cool. I love, because I love seeing like that. Like,
okay,
like the,
then.
It looks like waves, or like, you know, like heat waves, but you can't see the heat waves.
What is this?
I don't know what this is, but this is how I'm explaining
it. For the audio listeners, she was just bouncing her hands up and down, pulling a weird face. mirages debunk the flat earth theory. Shows how like cities or boats that are very far away we can still see, because if you think like the previous one, like the boat one, you can tell they go further away, they actually going
on a curve kind of thing.
On a curve, let's say that. But mirages. So what happens is the cooler air. So the cooler the air, the bigger reflection of light is. So that image is actually lifted up. That we can see it.
Oh, okay.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yes, yeah,
and that's all to do with, like, air density. And basically, the cooler, dense air is above the hotter air.
Yes, which is true.
Yeah. And then it brings it up.
And it brings it up.
Yeah, so
and
the
you
light...
you can see it, basically.
So since, like, the cooler, dense air is above the hotter air, that means that, like, the cooler air is less dense, right?
Yes, yes.
And light bends towards... less dense air.
Right.
Yeah.
And so then
it's because then this light, because they're curved down, but they actually, the light is actually brought up into our, like, vision. So it's not actually there, but we can still see it.
And that would only happen if we had a round Earth rather than a flat Earth.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a bit more like... technical.
Yeah, technical. But, science, technical, scientific.
Yeah, so that's like how like mirages kind of work and how we can still see it. Because then the flat earthers, they're like, well, no, the earth is flat because we can still see all these cities and boats. But it's like, actually, no. Like, you can't because you're technically not looking at it. You're just looking at the mirage of it.
Mirage.
Love that word. Mirage. Yeah.
All right.
It's actually, though, the Flat Earth Society is growing and growing and growing, which is actually becoming a very dangerous thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's actually growing in young people as well.
Yeah, so a lot more young people are actually believing this, and they're not trusting NASA and the government. And
wow.
It just, like, yeah, and they're just, like, distrusting the government for, like,
thousands of years. But I also feel like it's also, it looks like it's more growing in America, though. Like, conspiracy theories seem to be, like, very, like, popular in America to believe, I would say.
Yeah, true.
Like, I feel like when you're outside of America, generally people are, I feel like, a little bit more level-headed sometimes.
Yeah, true.
You know? But wow. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe young people, though, believe that. Like, a lot of young people, because, like, we just have all this information on the internet. And I know sometimes always, like, when you have information on the internet, not always all of it's trustworthy, but...
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of evidence that the Earth is not flat and that it is round.
Who knows? It's
crazy.
Yeah, so...
Very, very crazy.
That's, like, the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so, last thoughts. What do you think?
Last thoughts. Well, Mark, who was the guy from Mark Sargent, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Has not convinced me that the Earth is flat, because I've looked at all this evidence that you have kindly shown me.
Yeah.
And I definitely believe that the Earth is round. So, yes. I it all just makes sense, especially those claims. They're pretty solid, I would say. Pretty solid. And especially that boat theory. That was actually pretty interesting.
Mm.
Like, with the flags and you're, like, going away and you can't actually see it because it's, like, it's actually curving.
Yeah.
Which is actually, like... And also that one with the how in ancient Greek, how they actually with the different lengths of the shadow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Also,
it's like, I just think that is awesome to, like, even then they were like, well, thinking about, well, why? Because, like, if it was a flat earth, the shadows everywhere should just be equal, right?
Yeah.
If you had the same kind of furniture or same kind of building structure, right? But it basically was... Different lengths because the light is literally bouncing off at different angles on our Earth, and that can only be because I just think that was amazing how even back then they could figure out that actually Earth is not flat, basically. And you don't just fall off the edge. Like, that's not a thing. That is crazy.
So, we're going to be doing some more conspiracy theories.
Yes, we've decided to
extend
our conspiracy theory series, which is kind of exciting because
we have a lot of good ideas and very good conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. Yes, so please like,
subscribe,
download,
and tell all your friends.
So this has been Unearthed with Asia and Nicole. See you next time.
Us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.